Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I know it's fall now, and that it's the last Sunday of the church year, but my thoughts today begin in summer. When I was a boy, about my kid's age now, my brother Travis and I would walk to the public pool at Holgate Junior High in the summertime. The pool had two diving boards, the low dive and the high dive. Now, anyone who is anyone could jump off the low dive, but the high dive caused some trepidation, especially when you're 8 years old and had never jumped before, or if it was the opening day of summer and you hadn't jumped off since last August. My brother and I were half crazy and half brave. So even before jumping into the pool to check the water temperature, we'd rush to the high dive, and when the lifeguard blew the whistle signaling it's okay to climb the ladder, there was a pause, a moment of hesitation as my brother and I put one hand on the ladder and said, "Me or you?" Realizing that this could be the last time we ever talked to each other. Now, my brother was 4 years older than me, and he was kind enough to let me, his younger brother, decide who would go first. So I looked up the seemingly ginormous high dive, and then I looked down into the water to make sure that there was water in the pool. That's always important to do. And I looked back at my brother. And with the rush of adrenaline flowing through my body, every cell feeling it, I declared, "You first." To which my crazier-than-I brother replied, "Thank you," and yelled, "Yahoo!" And he climbed the ladder, unafraid to die. It turned out to be another good summer at Holgate Pool, Aberdeen, South Dakota. Now, I don't know what season it will be when the last day comes, whether it be summer or spring or winter or fall. But I do know from the text today, Matthew 25, the separation of the sheep and goats, that we, like my brother, should be a bit half crazy and unafraid to go first. What do I mean? Well, if you noticed in the text today, all nations are gathered before Jesus, the Son of Man, the King in the parable. And of the two groups, having been separated by the Lord, some on his right and others on his left, only one group he judges first. Imagine yourself there now, before the throne of God. Imagine if Jesus said, "Okay, now, who wants to go first? Who wants to jump off the proverbial high dive? Will you be like the young me who was scared to go first?" I hope not. Here, let me quote scripture for you. "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." If we do not know Scripture, we might have reason to be scared and frightened on Judgment Day. You might even be found appealing to the wrong things, like your works, which are filthy and useless before God, or strength, which is inadequate, or some kind of mysticism, which is misty and uncertain. You could be appealing to something else. The Scripture says only one thing saves you: God's grace, Jesus' cross, the open tomb, sins forgiven, the grace of God. Not on you, not your account, but on Christ's account. With that knowledge fully grasped and believed, you want to be judged first, not last. In our parable today, Jesus judged the sheep first. He said to them, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Before he judges the goats, the unworthy, he blesses his beloved. First and foremost, no delay, he wants them to know where they're going first. God is rightfully putting first things first, and second things, the goats, second. You know, those who put God second or third or fourth or fifth or maybe nowhere on their list. They sought their own righteousness in the world rather than God, who said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," not your righteousness. "Seek His righteousness and all these things," all the things that you seek after, joy, peace, love, everything that you, if you seek first His kingdom, all these things will be added to you. God's judgment of the goats happens second. In fact, I think perhaps the first part of hell for the goats is getting to witness the judgment of the sheep first. I think that's part of their hell. They perhaps will be most upset after hearing what the sheep receive as their judgment. When God says, "Hey, you fed me and you gave me something to drink. You welcomed me as a stranger. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me when I was sick and in prison." And the sheep are scratching their heads, looking at each other like, "What happened? What? When did we see you, Lord? Naked or hungry or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we do that?" God is gracious, isn't He? He says, "When you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." And it's that word grace that makes all the difference. "I was hiding behind your neighbor." The goats listening are shocked at the grace of God. And probably with a false sense of hope, they try the same defense as the sheep. "Lord, when did we not see you hungry or thirsty or naked and not minister to you?" The problem is, if you don't believe in your own sin and you don't believe in God's offer of grace through faith in Jesus, then your only appeal is to your works. And thus, Judgment Day is Justice Day and not Grace Day. For God shows grace to those who are humble enough to receive from the Good Shepherd the label of being His sheep. Those who are humble enough to say, "Yes, Lord, not my righteousness, but yours." Through the cross, through Jesus, through His resurrection, all that you revealed in your holy word is true. I believe it. I'm humble enough to say, "Not my reason, but yours. Your revealing is better than me." I believe it. To say that is true. I believe it. "Yes, Lord. That righteousness declares me righteous." Yes. While the goats He chastises for their ignorance of where God was all along, and they knew it not. And those will go into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life, He says. Therefore, my friends, I hope that you will one day be like my brother before the ladder at the high dive. Yahoo! Did my brother know that everything was going to be okay with 100% certainty if he goes first? No. He lived and he still lives by faith. And by faith in God's word, especially today, the parable from Matthew 25, we should be bold to want to be judged first, not second. Having heard the judgment beforehand, those judged first inherit, those second depart to eternal fire. So here we stand at the base of the ladder, living by faith, not by sight, living in grace. Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.